third chapter of Exodus. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire on a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why this bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush. "Moses, Moses," he said. And Moses said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." He said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of the taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" He said, "I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." He said further, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent you.'" God also said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent you.' This is my name forever, and this is my title for all generations." This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated, and we invite the children who are wanting to hear the story for today to go with Lori to the chairs and the under the lights back there. The story today is about Sam and the firefly, and also the story, of course, of Moses and the burning bush. In the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt, at the base of Mount Horeb, which is also known as Mount Sinai, lies one of the oldest monasteries in the world. St. Catherine Monastery has been there since the 6th century, and it continues to be operating and functioning even today. And the holiest part of that monastery is the Chapel of the Burning Bush. It's a small chamber set right behind the altar of the main basilica. And there, what is claimed to be the burning bush that Moses saw and from which God spoke to Moses, sprawls over a protective stone wall and is carefully tended by the monks who occupy that monastery. It's not a stately oak tree or a beautifully shaped cedar. It's not very attractive at all. In fact, it looks more like an unkempt shrub or a briar. I've had the privilege of making a pilgrimage to that chapel and Mount Sinai on two occasions. And like Moses, who was told to remove his sandals before he came near to the bush, so too I was asked to remove my shoes as I stood and looked at it. Even though, like so many biblical sites, the authenticity of that bush may be questioned, I still felt a sense of awe as I stood there looking at it. I was taken back suddenly to the time of Moses and imagined him standing there before that burning bush and wondering what was going through his mind as he stood before it. Have you ever wondered what Moses was thinking when he came upon that burning bush at the base of Mount Sinai? Just think about it for a minute. Here is Moses, newly married to Zipporah, with a new son, looking after the flocks of his father-in-law Jethro. He approaches the mountain, and there he sees a bush that is aflame. He's amazed as he looks at the bush and sees that the fire doesn't consume it. And so he decides to take a closer look, to see why that bush isn't burned up. And then, to his surprise, a voice comes from the bush. That voice calls him by name. It says, "Moses, Moses." And when Moses responds, "Here I am," the voice tells him not to come any closer, but to take off his sandals, because the ground that he's standing upon is holy ground. And then the voice identifies who it is who is talking to him. The voice says, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses' reaction is to hide his face because he's afraid to look at God. But God has more to say to Moses. God says, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians." I can imagine Moses saying to himself, "Wow, that's great. That's wonderful news. I'm so glad that you've noticed my fellow Israelites are suffering under the oppression of the Egyptians. And I'm so pleased that you're going to help them travel to a better place, to a land that's flowing with milk and honey." But God isn't finished. God adds, "The cry of the Israelites has come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. I will send you, Moses, I will send you to bring those people out of slavery." Now, that's certainly not the reply that Moses was expecting. "What? You're sending me to lead the people out of Egypt? You can't be serious." Moses just doesn't understand. Can't see how he can do what God asks of him. And so he begins to offer a whole list of reasons why he's unable to do what God asks him to do. Even though God tells him, "I will be with you," for the rest of this third chapter of Exodus and for the first half of the fourth chapter, Moses tries to wiggle out of that assignment that God is giving him. Until in the end, Moses finally agrees to do what God has told him to do. God convinces him that he is the one and that he is able to do what he is called to do. So what is God's word to us today? What message can we learn from this encounter that Moses experienced at the burning bush? First, it seems that we need to pay attention to the burning bush's that God places in our lives. They are God's way of tapping us on the shoulder so that we'll take notice and listen to what God has to say to us. The story of the burning bush calls us to be curious about the world around us, to listen to the cry of those who need our help. A burning bush can be represented by a variety of signs. It might be a story in the news that catches our attention and calls us to act. It might be an accident or an illness that calls us to respond with compassion and love to someone who needs our care. It might be the cry of those who are oppressed because of their color or their faith or their sexuality. It might be our neighbor next door who just needs someone to talk to. God uses whatever it takes to get our attention, even a scraggly bush that burns without being consumed. God calls you and me to do something today, just as God called Moses to free the Israelites from Egypt. God speaks if we will listen, sometimes with a gentle nudge or a word of direction, sometimes with something as dramatic as a burning bush. Be still for a moment. Listen. Can you hear God speaking? If you actually acted on that call that God gives you, would it be frightening? Would it be scary? Probably. It was for Moses. Remember how he tried to avoid that assignment that God gave him. He had all kinds of excuses. But listen again to what God promises. I will be with you, God says. No matter what God has called us to do, we can trust God and we can do it. What we think we lack, God will supply. It doesn't matter that God has called us to what God has called us to do or endure. We can do it if we trust in God's strength and God's provision. Whatever God has called us to experience or endure, God assures us, as he assured Moses, what you lack, I will supply. I will be with you. When we find ourselves walking and standing on holy ground and realize that God has given us holy work to do, we have the assurance that we aren't doing it alone. God, the great I Am, is with us. The success of our efforts doesn't depend and rely only on us, on our brilliance, on our strength or our determination. All it depends on is our willingness to hear God's call and to respond in the affirmative. Here I am. God is calling us to take part in the work of mending our world, of healing the brokenness that we see all around us. We who stand on holy ground, we are called to do God's holy work. Are we ready? Amen.